Yeah, good job. Okay, item number five. Jim, you want to help us out here?
Before you get, Lynn, can you go to the internet site? Go to the city site, go to our department?
I think she'll have to do it from her computer.
Do you want it up here? Is that what you're wanting?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm usurping your moment here, Jim, sorry.
No, that's okay.
Usurp away.
I'm telling you, it's okay.
Go to the city site, the city internet.
Sure. Did it just pop up?
Yeah, the city of, no, right down there on the left-hand side, it's the city internet link. Just go right there.
Well, there you go.
Yep. Go to departments.
Alrighty.
Go to water and power.
Water and power.
And let's go to I am a resident.
I am a resident. Oh, sorry.
There. And how about the first one down below that?
Efficiency programs.
There you go.
Fabulous.
This is the program that's being expanded into the water sector. And as I said, I think we can actually figure out how much energy is saved. If we say we don't pump 5 million gallons, I can give you a rough estimate if that gets pumped up to the P1s. I can tell you about how much that's going to cost from an energy standpoint. So there is a, as I said, there is a nexus between water and energy. So that's why, and it's truly, they've got a wonderful administrative function up there for this program up there. So homes, and then there's also under commercial. It's been, like as Tracy said, we run out of money every year. So you can see rebates, efficiency assessments, service providers, retail products. It's a pretty broad program, and they continue to expand it to meet the needs of the other cities. So.
Great.
Thank you. Back to our regularly scheduled program.
Right. Item four. Alrighty. Let's see.
All right. Well, for those of you who were hoping that the meeting would be done in time, that you could go home and watch the Yankees and Astros tonight, that would have been possible had the game not been already postponed. So to find some other way to fill up your Wednesday evening.
And allegedly, the Avs are on at 6, but we'll see.
On the Invisible Altitude Network.
That's right. There you go.
Anyway, wanted to check things out at the three-quarter mark for the year. So as far as our sales go, they have been a bit soft. We did make some ground back in water as far as sales in the month of September, but we're still under budget year to date by about $340K. Wastewater is under budget by about $150K, and power actually made a big recovery, but not all the way back to budget in the month of September. So power is about $300,000 under budget through 9 months. As far as our impact fee revenues go, you'll see we're ahead both in water and in power. In waste, showing that we're under budget, and I believe I mentioned this in the mid-year review as well. The way that the budget is calendarized in our Enterprise software that the city uses for all the financial applications is not accurate, and so this orange budget actually should be about $250,000 less. So we are under budget on our impact fee revenues for wastewater, but only by about $70K through 9 months. As far as our operating expenses go, you'll see that we're under in all of the categories for water, waste, and power. We're very close on purchase power to budget, and the things that are contributing in all three of the utilities, and again, this is a recurring matter, the contribution that all three utilities are making to the city's new utility billing system, the CIS system, will not be recognized until the end of the year. And so that's, for power, it's $2.1 million. For water and waste, it's about $900,000 each. So those are all contributing to these being under through 9 months. And then in water, we also have our source of supply. We're running quite a bit under in that category. And in power, We have the, I think it's $5.2 million budgeted in total for work up the canyon associated with decommissioning the hydro plant. And very little of that, only about $200,000 has been spent to date. What's not spent on that will be rolled over into 2020. On our general capital expenses, showing that we're under, well under on water, part of what is attributing to that is what Leslie talked about earlier, that P1 pump station project, which we have budgeted and obviously now is just getting off the ground. We have another project, which I think we've mentioned in here before, which is our P2 pump station. That's also up in that area near 29th and Wilson, and is something that we're waiting for contractors to come to the table and partner with us in doing, but that has not happened yet. And so between general and SIF, that's about $3.7 million that has not been spent. With wastewater, the big thing that's causing the underrun is our wastewater treatment plant expansion, and then also the water quality lab that's being newly constructed. The treatment plant expansion is getting near the end, but there's still a number of invoices that will be getting paid on there. The water quality lab is just now getting underway. And then as far as our growth-related capital expenses, again, showing well under budget. For water and waste, it's the things that I mentioned. Power, obviously dramatically under budget. There are three feeders that are budgeted for this year. Two of them are not underway. One of them has just gotten started. And so that's the reason for the underrun there. And with that, be happy to take any comments or answer any questions you might have.
So the wastewater treatment plant finalization, will that carry over to next year then?
Roger, go ahead.
I would say the construction itself will be done in this calendar year, but the last payments will be probably made in January, February.
Jim, you mentioned the information system, and perhaps you said it here in previous months. Is that up and running now?
It is not.
Okay.
I think Joe, what, mid next year probably is the latest?
It looks like probably June before it's finally really stood up and released to the public following testing and parallel processing. They'll be running it probably from April on, but it'll be dummy runs next to the existing system to make sure it works out. So I'd say mid-summer. I've seen the representative, the new bill, the presentation bill. It's very nice. What really impressed me was the customer information portal, the website that you can go to. The tracking capabilities of that for you, for the customer, is phenomenal. You'll be able to overlay temperature. You'll be able to overlay rainfall. So you can say, oh, well, that's why my power was so high. It's because it was very warm. Or that's why we didn't spend any water on money in June, because it was heavy rainfall, that kind of thing. Very, very cool. There's some other things. If you get a new air conditioner, you can drop a pin and say, this is when I got the new AC. What happens to my power consumption after that? Just a really lot of very powerful interactive tools that customers will be able to use. So we're pretty excited about that.
Great.
Okay. Anything else? All right. Thank you.
We are speeding right through this. This is great. We got the commission and council reports. Steve, do you want to start us off?
Sure. We had the first reading of the budget, and that had all the rates in for all the different aspects of the budget. And so it was passed on first, all was passed in first reading. So there'll be a second reading, and it'll be a done deal. We had a meeting with Johnstown City Council to discuss more collaboration between the two communications, particularly along the corridor. It's looking at how can we cooperate on the development of the intersection at 402 and I-25. So I think there's a new council, new attitude on both cities. I think maybe we can actually work together. We have to work more regionally now than we ever have before. And with that, the 402 master plan was adopted on first reading last night. The big impact is water and power. How are you going to get that stuff out there? And who's going to pay for it? Big challenge for the development of that corridor. It can probably will move as fast as slow as we get water and power. And of course, the big thing is to keep in mind is that is now almost all floodplain in the lower basin area from 285 to out to, what is it?
Past Boise.
Or past, yeah, past Boise. So it's, I mean, from the floods the last time, a lot of it was underwater. I think that's the key things. Has Steve had an interview with y'all on boards and commissions yet? Because his task was to come to all the boards and commissions and kind of give your thoughts of.
He was here last year, yeah.
What, 6 months?
Yeah. Okay. 6 months ago, 7 months ago. Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Okay. I know a lot of the.
It was cold there.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know how far that progressed. There was some. I remember it, and the forms that were filled out, the council took a hit, but it wasn't me. It was my predecessors. I appreciate all that you guys did. One of the best boards and commissions we have. So
thanks.
Thanks for all your involvement. Participation.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Can't think of anything else that we don't really miss, can you?
Sure, that budget was pretty much the deal.
Yeah.
All right, Gene, let me start with you.
Yeah, I had a chance to go by around where they're doing the work, you know, on removing the above ground pipe. Is that project finished at this point?
No, it is not, but it's getting very close from the removal of the materials.
The pipe is all off the trestles. A lot of the trestles are down. All of the trestles are down. Last ones are being cut back in the next 1 or 2 days, so they'll have those out. Really, what's left is to plug the ends that will be abandoned in place and cover them, and then recover the access roads and do some rebuilding. So we're hoping to have that done right around Thanksgiving.
I wasn't able to be here last month. I was in Missouri, but I had an opportunity to visit the Bureau of Reclamation's Table Rock Lake or Table Rock Dam project, and so I had a conversation with the folks there with the Bureau of Reclamation. That project, I think, was finished in the 1950s. But anyway, we were talking about the size of that lake. It extends back into Arkansas and then up into Missouri and then back into Arkansas. But I was bragging a little bit about our projects here, our Horsetooth and Carter Lake projects, being in excess of 100,000 acre feet of water. That particular project accounts for 4 million acre feet of water. So it's a fairly significant project.
Lakes and rivers back in the east are a little bit different than out here.
Yeah,
that's right, yeah.
Too bad they can't ship it out here.
Yeah. But it was a substantial Bureau of Reclamation project. There was extensive flooding before that dam was put in. And I think a lot of that's been mitigated at this point. But anyway, it was really a neat project. They have 4 generators there at the dam. I think each one of them is 500 megawatts. So there's a lot of power generated there. That's all.
Okay. Brandon?
I'm really interested in the Reporter Herald story about the cooperation between the Water Department and
I was going to mention that, but thank you for mentioning that.
And I didn't realize that was going on, but what a great project. And you guys did a lot of work for us.
I'll expand on it. Thank you for bringing that up. I'll expand on that a little bit more in a minute.
That's all
right. Yeah, it was a very good, it was a nice event and a very good story.
Sean?
I've got something that I guess is a little embarrassing. I've been wanting to focus on my sprinkler system at home, realizing that it's probably been neglected for a long time. I didn't actually create the sprinkler system. I adopted it from the previous owner. And replacing a sprinkler head, I heard a gurgle gurgle. So I chased the line, and he had spliced 2 lines together with a fitting, and a root came in and split the line. And so I had been spewing water underground for God knows how long, for a while. Anyway, so I looked at my bill, and just by replacing that line and sprinkler head, I went down about 6,000 gallons. and, you know, weather and whether I was doing that last year or whatnot, but certainly a significant savings. And then I thought, you know, I really ought to look at my bill. So I looked at it, and so I spent $300 of total Loveland utility bill this past month. Almost half of that is electric. And my entire time in my water career, all I hear is about how much water costs and the price signals around water. And I really never fully comprehended that I pay quite a bit more for electric. Just an interesting experience for me. That's all I've got.
Nothing today.
I attended the Key Accounts Summit or Gathering last Tuesday or Thursday last week down at the desk chair facility, and I wanted to compliment staff on pulling that together. It was a nicely set up event. Compliments to Joe as well.
Mostly Tracy and her staff. They were the ones that knocked it out of the park.
It was...
just like the Yankees, Tracy. She left.
It was lightly attended by Key Accounts members themselves, which was what it was, for whatever various reasons. One of the things that really, it was my first time of being in the desk chair facility there, and I was very impressed with that. That's quite a nice facility.
They canceled the rooftop though, didn't they?
We did.
Yeah, we did.
It was a little chilly.
Yeah. But I did take the tour, and I got a tour that included the rooftop. One of our presenters is Brianna, and she spoke about the, I guess it's named Pulse, if I had that correct. And she presented, I call it a promo video, or promo for Pulse, and it was very impressive. And I would suggest, as a commission, we had a chance to see that. I would suggest that presented to us.
I think we can make arrangements for that. Would you make a note of that, please?
Yes. Brianna's my supervisor.
Yeah, take care.
I think it's well worth a look.
Can you call that up on YouTube right now?
Oh, we probably could. Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's wait till the finish the comments, and then we'll call while you're...
Yeah, I'll work on it while you guys talk.
Okay, Richard, do you have anything?
I've got nothing.
Steph?
No, nothing. Thanks.
None?
On a personal note, I called in a water leak that was at 29th Street and Lake Drive yesterday, and within about 10 minutes, staff was there. 30 minutes later, heavy equipment rolled in, it was repaired, and the street was put back to drivable late afternoon. It was pretty impressive. They did a great job, very, very responsive.
I will pass that along. Thank you very much. I will pass that along to Andy Tenbrack and his staff, who do an absolutely outstanding job. Early that morning, they were dealing with another leak over on 16th, just east of Boise. So that was their second act of the day.
Impressive.
Thank you.
Practice, Don.
Yeah.
You got it?
I got it.
All right, let's rock.
I don't know how loud this will be. Be ready.
You can turn it up. It's got a good audio.
Yeah, it does.
The rhythm of life here in Loveland is vibrant and full of energy. Fast-paced and, at the same time, refreshing and invigorating. People in our community are creative and driven.
This is really important.
Professionals are passionate and innovative. And our children have many opportunities to explore and succeed. Vitality pulses through the city of Loveland. In today's world, that vitality is accelerated by connection to the internet, something that everyone in Loveland deserves to benefit from.
We're gonna check the supports. You ready?
Without it, our children can't explore to the fullest. Our professionals and businesses can't keep up with today's 24/7, 365 economy, and we can't share our creativity with others. Now, we've built a force for change. A force that provides strength and motion for the future. And drives us forward with a powerful pulse. Pulse is Loveland's community-owned fiber network. an internet service that moves our community forward, supplying a strong and speedy connection throughout the city, connecting us to each other and to the world. Pulse is a fast, reliable, and affordable network that is available to everyone in Loveland. And everything you expect from the city-provided services you currently use, reliability, fair rates, and excellent locally-based customer service is built into Pulse. Like all city-provided services, Pulse is an investment in our community and our future. Pulse also provides a promise. A promise of trusted service, transparency in rates and fees, and a promise of responsiveness second to none. Pulse builds on the rhythm of life in Loveland and powerfully connects us to all the many incredible resources, both in our community and throughout our world. So keep growing, keep learning, keep creating, keep exploring, all built on a strong and reliable network. This is Pulse.
That was not paid for by somebody
else. That's right.
Yeah. I'm certain of that.
Excellent. Yeah. Yeah. And, awesome. Yeah. Who put that together?
Did Shadowplay do that or another? It was an outside contractor. I don't know the firm. Was it Shadowplay?
It was Shadowplay. Lindsay Johansson, our marketing director, worked with them.
It's a firm that we have used on a number of videos for water quality, for the water treatment plant. We'll be finishing up the wastewater, which I'll get to in just a second, the wastewater plant. They do a really, really good job. They're very, very talented people, very talented.
Okay. Well, the only comment I have is that thanks for that memo. I think you put a lot of thought in that, and it was well done.
You're welcome. You're welcome. A couple of things. Yeah. Speaking of Pulse, the two large construction contracts for the mainline fiber that will be going through the streets and passing by every electric customer in the city, both commercial and residential, as well as the fiber to the premise, then taking it from that mainline up to the actual building, those two contracts will be in front of City Council on the 5th of November. Mm-hmm. And we had to go back out and rebid that job. Our initial selected contractor, we could not come to contract terms with him, and so we went back out for another RFP. I think we did a very, very good job. It's a local contractor. He knows the area, knows the lithology, knows some of the challenges here, so I think that's going to be pretty good. The contract is on the 5th. We should be under construction within a few weeks after that. They have local yards to mobilize and so on. So that's good news. Randy, thank you for your comment on the article in the paper about lead and copper. A couple of things. That event was the Region 8. We're in EPA Region 8 here. It was the regional administrator making the announcement about the new proposed, not final yet, but proposed lead and copper rule. There are many, many requirements in this new rule. Some of them, I think, are going to be a challenge for some utilities. We are in very, very good shape. To the best of our knowledge, and our guys have some pretty good knowledge of the system, the distribution system, we do not have any lead service lines in the city. Now, I'm not telling you we don't have any, but we are not aware of any. We have a lot of older galvanized, which is not real high quality, but we don't have any lead. But there are many requirements in this new one, among them developing an inventory of your service lines, what kind of materials it is, testing schools, testing daycare centers. The program that was discussed in that newspaper article was one that was started about a year and a half ago, and it worked with the Thompson School District. They got a grant. So Thompson School District, Ruth Hecker and the laboratory staff here at Water and Power, and CSU, the Civil and Environmental Engineering Department up there, provided students, interns paid, who went out at oftentimes some god-awful hours because the schools are used a lot, athletics and things, so they'd have to be there at 3 in the morning because you wanted stagnant water in the lines and things to test. And over the course of several months, they got to every single school within the city of Loveland, the Thompson School District, tested them, Most of the samples were very, very good. They did have some come back with some slightly elevated levels. Thompson School District immediately, they were fixtures. It's not our water. Typically, lead concentrations in water, very rarely are they supplied by the water purveyor. Most of the time, the lead gets into the water via the service line or via the water fixtures, the fountains, the water fountains and things like that. So we took it from everything, even places where people might not necessarily get potable water. And as soon as they got those identified, they removed those fixtures. So they're in pretty good shape. I think we have some more work to do in terms of daycare centers, but I would note that this rule, this current rule, is just proposed. They're accepting comments now. It will go through a process, and the final rule could be anywhere from 12 to 18 to 24 months out. But we were very gratified that they chose the City of Loveland and the Thompson School District to talk about the new rule and then what we had already done to get ahead of it. So that was really good. Do not forget the wastewater treatment plant dedication Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock. It looks like it's going to be a pretty nice day. Unfortunately, as you mentioned, it was a little snowy there last week for the key accounts meeting, but it looks like it's going to be clear and cool there. We'll have a couple of speeches, as you always do with those things, and then we'll be going on tours so that you can see the new facilities that have been constructed there. It's really, really pretty cool. We'll keep you away from, but we will point out the water quality laboratory that is on site there and under construction. The roof beams went in there this week, and it looks like they'll be able to get that thing buttoned up well before winter and then be able to work inside. Probably a May-ish grand opening for that is about right for that. It's going to really, really be a benefit to our laboratory folks who do such a great job. And that's another presentation that I've got planned. We had it planned for today, but due to some extenuating circumstances, we couldn't make the presentation. I would like for y'all to know just what it is that our water quality laboratory does from all the way up at Green Ridge Glade, all the way through the water treatment plant, out into the distribution system, and then on the other side of the pipe, what they do with the wastewater treatment plant, and then as the water is discharged to the Big T. The enormous number of samples and the effort that goes into taking those samples and making sure that we're in compliance. It's very cool. We have a great laboratory staff. It's only going to be enhanced by this new laboratory. So you'll be able to see where that's going down there. So please, if you can, join us on Tuesday morning. Should be a good time. Unfortunately, Steve Adams has been pushing for food, and I have pushed back. There will be no food at the wastewater treatment plant. So just a little thing.
So, what's your hand when you leave?
I worked at a wastewater treatment plant for a while, and I washed my hands up to the elbow frequently, and I never was sick. Never got sick. So that's all I have, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
We made a decision, and the council approved the discontinuance of meetings until after the election. So there will be no more meetings for the remainder of this month.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah, that's to reduce the chance of gunfire.
So the welfare and safety of everybody.
We're trying to diffuse the political element that's occurring at our meetings.
Okay, is there anything else anybody else have? All right, we're adjourned.